So to bring us up to date on just what the situation is here in Louisville and why. John, I think for Louisville right now we are under a tornado warning. Is that correct?
That's right. Since 3 this afternoon, we have a hook echo on the radar about 20 miles southwest of Louisville, moving northeast about 45 to 50 miles per hour. Now, this storm will move through Jefferson County in a northeasterly direction, and reports have indicated up to this time that this is a tornado. We've had reports from Hardinsburg. They saw it there. We saw it at Irvington. It's headed in our direction. So generally, people should take precautions for the next 20 to 30 minutes.
Can you pinpoint, John, the direction that it's going? Will it be, would you say, south of the Ohio?
Looks like it'll blow right through the Jefferson County, Glenn. I feel now that the way it's headed, it's going to track from about 240 degrees from southwest of Louisville to the airport. I just hesitate to say any specific areas of the county, but I just feel that she's going to blow right across the county.
Okay, let's do that again, John.
A little reader there.
All right. Can you pinpoint, John, the direction it's going? Will it be, would you say, south of the Ohio?
Looks like it'll blow right through Jefferson County, Glenn. I feel now that the way it's headed, it's going to track from about 240 degrees from the southwest to the airport. I just hesitate to say any specific areas of the county, but I just feel she's going to blow right across the county.
A little bit earlier, we had one for the southern Indiana counties along the river up through Madison. What is the situation there?
Well, we had a big cell that went up across Harrison County. We had 6 reports of tornadoes from Harrison County about an hour ago. That moved on northward into Indiana. We had a number of reports of tornadoes over there. But then the past 10 minutes, we've had a report from the Dow Corning people just above Carrollton that they saw a tornado across the river in Indiana. And about 15 minutes ago, a gentleman from Bedford, Kentucky phoned us. He was looking out of his window and gave us a blow description of a tornado. He said it looked like it was trying to form a twin headed northeast toward Milton. Dave Reeves just handed me another report, 6 miles west-southwest of Brandenburg, close to Midway, a tornado near U.S. Highway 60. So there again.
John, could you give us quickly some safety rules, people in their homes, what they should do?
At this time, the best thing to do, get your portable radio so you can stay tuned to the radio station, head for the basement, southwest corner of the basement, if possible, get under a workbench or some sturdy piece of furniture. If you have no basement, you head for an inside room which has walls that are not too far apart, hopefully with enough support above you, that nothing will come down on top of you. Those in mobile homes and whatnot should hopefully can find some shelter outside of the mobile home. Mobile homes are very vulnerable to this type of activity. Now, I don't want to get people over-concerned. I just know this excites people to a great extent, but nevertheless, they should take these reasonable precautions and not get overly excited because they would hear it coming if it did come in their direction. The noise associated with these is very loud, so they should hear the noise associated with these storms. But by all means, I would certainly suggest heading for shelter, which is, I'll say, the basement or an inside room during the next 45 minutes to an hour, and take the radio along so you can stay on top of this.
John, we'll let you get back to the radar screen. Thank you much.
Okay, Glenn, you're welcome.
Jeff?
Okay, Glenn Bastin, chatting with the chief meteorologist, is that what we'd call him? And John Burke, and bringing us as the complete update picture on the weather situation, and of course more as it happens right here on WHAS. Thank you, Glenn, and it's 4:18.
The other day, a fella asked me, "Are you the motorist insurance?"
You know us.
All right, traffic tracker Gilbert. It's a wild afternoon, and you are a service of Beef and Board's Dinner Theater, Simpsonville, where you dine in elegance, see a Broadway show, offer one low price. Dick.
Well, we do have a pretty wild and rugged weather picture on our hands here, so be prepared for it as you're driving. The pavements are wet now. Throughout the driving area. I haven't made it out to the extreme northeast corner yet, but the rest of the picture has wet pavements all the way, lightning and gusty winds, and sprinkles and bursts and gusts of rain here and there. So watch it, and traffic is starting to slow down, as you might expect it would under these conditions. Westbound on the Waterson, We have very heavy traffic. Looks like a morning situation. Starting back at Taylor Boulevard, I'm sorry, at Taylorsville Road, and it's running very slowly and heavily to the top of the hills we got over near Poplar Level. Eastbound, we're tightening up back at Taylor Boulevard and running heavily all the way out to Durrett Lane. The southwest, I couldn't get out in the extreme southwest on Dixie Highway and out in the Pleasure Ridge Park area. The weather looked a little bit suspicious out there. So you folks out there have to be on your own for a little bit. But the outer loop around the Kentucky Turnpike looked pretty good. And Preston is still doing a nice job. No delays over a block long at any of the lights there. Southbound on I-65, starting to slow down now at the horse barns, running a bit heavily out to the Watterson Interchange. Drive carefully. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
It's Broadway Tonight, now playing at Beef and Board's Dinner Theater in Simpsonville, as Nick DeNoia and Ken Berman present the Joy People in a song and dance romp from the Ziegfeld era to South Pacific, George M., and West Side Story. The Joy People. You've seen them in TV spectaculars with Alan King, with Michael Landon, too. The Joy People, now playing at Beef and Board's Dinner Theater in the Joyful Music Review Broadway Tonight. A great evening for the whole family. For reservations, phone 502-451-4900.
All right, a tornado warning in effect until 5 o'clock for Metro Louisville tonight. We will continue with Music Good and Gold. We will, of course, interrupt for all important weather information. B.J. Thomas, and I just can't help believing. A lot of people leaving their work now, getting into cars. And let me briefly review the weather situation. There are severe thunderstorm warnings for a good portion of this area, including Metro Louisville and southern Indiana. But more importantly now, we have a tornado warning, which includes all of Metro Louisville and surrounding areas. This is a warning. It will be in effect until 5 o'clock tonight, so be on the lookout, be on guard. We reviewed the rules, the suggestions for what you should do if you should spot a tornado. You might be a good idea to, you know, keep a lookout. There have been numerous sightings in and around the area of tornadoes. Not trying to alarm anyone, but we want you to be aware of the situation and know that, you know, should something happen, you can take cover. Now, we are told that tornadoes make a good deal of noise, so you'll probably hear one if you, you know, if one is around. And like I said, keep an eye out for tornadoes, at least until 5 o'clock. We'll have updates until then from the Weather Bureau and Weather Service. Righty? Okay, we'll continue with music. From WHAS and Jeff Douglas, it's 425. This is Sammy Joe and Tell Me a Lie.
Chuck Paddock, WHAS News. County police report a tornado sighted at Terry in Greenwood in the southwest section of Jefferson County. They say the tornado is moving in a path directly north. At this time, people in that area should take cover immediately. Again, Jefferson County police report a tornado sighted at Terry in Greenwood in southwest Jefferson County. People should take cover at this time. Take a portable radio with you if you can and keep posted on the weather. We might, at this point, while we have this tornado sighted in Metro Louisville, go over some of the safety rules that you can take at this point to protect yourself from any damage. In a home, move to a basement if possible. The southwest corner is probably the safest, offers the greatest protection. In a factory, move to an interior section which offers the greatest protection. If you are in open country, as you might be in the southwest part of the county, move away from the tornado if you sight it at a path at right angles to the tornado. If there's no time to escape from the winds, lie flat in the nearest depression such as a ditch or ravine. Again, by Jefferson County Police, a tornado sighted, Terry and Greenwood in southwest Jefferson County, just slightly west of Shively. It's moving toward the north. If you live in that area, be prepared to move to a place of safety right now. Take cover. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more information.
Okay, let's just do that one more time, where it was spotted so that people won't panic about it. Where was it
spotted? Sighted at Terry and Greenwood, in the southwest part of the county.
Okay.
And it's reportedly moving directly north at this time.
All right. Thanks again, Chuck.
Earn my money with my hands, ain't throwing it away. Working hard to make things better, cause there ain't no other way. When I'm at McDonald's, quarter pounder's what I take. I want the biggest, the greatest, the best hamburger they make. Cause you deserve a break today at McDonald's.
All righty, it's 4:28. We are trying to keep you up to date on all this weather information, and we will continue to do so until the situation is entirely passed, okay? Okay, let me remind you about something else here. This is about Sexton. You know, the home insulation people, they remind you that to insulate your home can mean to save a lot of energy, particularly during this energy shortage. And it also means that you can probably use your home better. In other words, it'll be, you know, warmer when it should be and cooler when it should be. Sexton has been in business for more than 11 years in Louisville, so no matter what the insulation problem they find with your house, they've seen it before. They know how to handle it. Perhaps your upstairs at home is warmer in summer and colder in winter than the rest of the house. That may mean you need to have the attic checked for proper insulation. Now, we have considerable problems with insulation in our house, and we're going to look into this, and I hope maybe you will, too. Sexton, they're experts in home insulation. And an estimate is entirely free, so what have you got to lose? Give them a call at 964-6510. Sexton Insulation for your home. We'll save you money and save you all sorts of headaches. Will I read this? Of course I'll read this. All right, these are some tornado safety rules that we should go over, and we will. People in houses without basements will receive some protection by taking cover under furniture, such as a table, against walls. If you are in an office building, stand in an interior hallway or lower floor, preferably in the basement. Now, in factories, if you should receive a tornado warning, post a lookout. Workers should move quickly to sections of the plant offering the greatest protection. In open country, move away from the tornado's path at a right angle. If there is no time to escape, lie flat in the nearest depression, such as a ditch or a ravine. If you're in your home, seek inside shelter, preferably in a tornado cellar, basement, or steel-framed or reinforced concrete building of substantial construction will offer the best. Stay away from windows. Some tornado safety rules. Let's see what it looks like from the air with our traffic tracker, Dick Gilbert. He is a service of Louisville Trust Bank. Dick?
Well, I'm out over Oxmoor Shopping Center now, the Waterson and Shelbyville Road, and checking out the eastern quadrant here. Flashes of lightning now and then, and there's light rain on the bubble. All of the pavements are wet. Traffic is very heavy, and it's slowed down significantly, as you might expect under these conditions. The Waterson, for example, is already very heavy both east and westbound. Westbound, it looks like a morning situation. We're tightening at Taylorsville Road, and it's running rather slowly westbound all the way over into the Poplar Level area. Let's see here. I don't actually physically see the any tornado activity at the moment, but it does look highly suspicious down there beyond the Iroquois Park area and out in the southwest. So that appears to be the area that's affected at the moment. All in all, I know of no specific accidents and so forth. The wet pavements, strong gusty winds, I can certainly testify to those. So be extra careful, particularly on bridges and overpasses. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch 84.
WHAS Sports 84.
All right, looking at sports this afternoon. Tonight, game number 2 in the Kentucky-Carolina ABA first round playoffs. Freedom Hall, 7:55 airtime on the Cutley Giant. Final approval has been given for spring harness racing dates at Lexington's Red Mile, where a 44-night meet opens on April 26th. Norm Sloan of North Carolina State, he's the National College Basketball Coach of the Year, named today. And an announcement is expected today or later on today in Cincinnati on whether Henry Aaron will play in tomorrow's season opening baseball game, or Vice President Gerald Ford will throw out the first baseball.
W-H-A-N-S, W-A-E-4, Go Colonels! There's a shanty in the town on a little body ground with the green grass growing all around.
Okay, let's cut in here. Chuck Paddock is here with a phone call. Chuck.
Okay. John Burke is on the phone, and he is about to leave the Weather Service. I understand you've got the tornado sighted there.
No, I don't see a tornado, but here comes the wind. We're hitting winds up the... Good gracious sakes alive.
How high is the wind speed at this time?
There's 50 right there. By golly, the whole thing's going. Here, I'm going. Good.
Okay.
John Burke at the National Weather Service office at the airport. Apparently, the tornado activity over there at this time. We'll be checking back as soon as he can get back into that area.
What did he mean by "I'm going"? It sounded almost like the wind was at the Weather Bureau. Is that what he meant?
John was telling me before we got on that he was going to have to get out of there quick.
Oh, I see.
And apparently he got out of there quicker than he wanted to. We've had tornado activity over southern Louisville at this time in the airport area, and I would suggest that... You take cover immediately if you're in any of the factories or in any of the areas there. And, Jeff, I would appreciate it if one more time you could go over those tornado safety rules for people.
All right. I certainly will. All I've got to really do is find them, Chuck, which might just take a second. You sort of caught
me
at a loss here.
Well, in that case, we'll go over what we have right now. Tornado warning in effect for Metro Louisville, Jefferson County, and primarily at this point, the tornado activity is over the airport. That's in southern Louisville. And anybody in that area should take cover at this time. John Burke at the Weather Service reported a visual sighting of it, and he has taken cover at this time. And I think it would be wise if anybody in that area would move to an interior hallway of their home if they have no basement. Go to the basement immediately. Take a radio with you if you have one. And if you're in a factory, move to the strongest part of the factory, the most strong construction, and for all purposes, stay away from windows. Here's Jeff with the safety rules.
Let me see if I got this straight before you run off, Chuck. I apparently didn't understand you, and I don't want to, you know, press the point, but I was a little confused. Was the fact that they were having difficult weather at the Weather Bureau itself?
Definitely. He said he had sighted the high winds and that it was just a matter of a few moments before he felt there would be a tornado there, and apparently at this point there is a tornado at the airport. Perhaps Dick Gilbert could check in and tell us what he sees at this point.
Well, okay. Dick, if you're up there in Skywatch 84, what can you add? Well, apparently... He might be on another frequency or something. Let me go over these rules here.
Okay, good. Maybe Dick will check back with us.
They are important. Seek inside shelter, preferably in a tornado cellar, basement, or steel-framed or reinforced concrete building of substantial construction. Stay away from windows. In homes, the corner of the basement toward the tornado, usually the southwest corner, generally offers the greatest safety. People in houses without basements will receive some protection by taking cover under furniture, such as a table against inside walls. Now, an office building, stand in an interior hallway or lower floor, preferably in the basement. In factories, on receiving a tornado warning, post a lookout. Workers should move quickly to sections of the plant offering the greatest protection. In schools, go to basement if available. If there is no basement but building is of reinforced construction, stay inside away from windows whenever possible. Go to interior hallway on the lowest floor. Avoid auditoriums and gymnasiums with large, poorly supported roofs. And finally, in open country, move away from the tornado's path at a right angle. If there is no time to escape, lie flat in the nearest depression, such as a ditch or a ravine. It's 4:40. Bob Johnson has joined us. Bob?
Jeff, the city police say that a tornado is moving across the southern part of the city. It was spotted near the fairgrounds, moving from the south, generally toward the north. They say that it has touched down near the fairgrounds and apparently damaged Freedom Hall. We don't have any more details at this time other than the fact that people in the Louisville area should take cover.
Okay, and on that, our lights in here begin to blink. Okay, Bob, I appreciate any more that we, when you get information, we'll have it right on the air. Let's see if we can contact our traffic tracker, Dick Gilbert, in Skywatch 84 for a report. Dick?
Yes.
Okay. Can you fill us in anything more on what you can see from your vantage point?
Well, it's a spectacular sight. The low clouds, very black low clouds. Let's see. At the moment, they're just about over Bowman Field out at Taylorsville Road area, and it is swirling around, and it looks like smoke underneath it. There is no real tight, definitive tornado as such.
It's still turning in a large... Yes, there's one now. Started, yes, dipping down from the bottom of the cloud. And let's see, that will be over in the Highlands and probably along Bargetown Road and somewhere near Eastern Parkway is where I guess that one is. The power transformers have been blowing regularly in the path of this thing, big, large explosions of blue-white light that help to clock it pretty well. Now, it's clearing up very nicely behind it. As a matter of fact, just south of Standiford, it's clear. I can see all of the hills. The Iroquois Park area is just about out of it now. But it is definitely moving up toward the Crescent Hill water tank now, and I'm starting to get some strong, very strong gusts way out here on Bardstown Road near the GE plant. That's the way it looks to me. Be very, very careful. Dick Gilbert, Skywatch, 84.
Okay, Dick. Thank you. And Byron Crawford is here.
All right. Jeff, Dave Reeves of the Weather Service is on the phone. Dave, you've seen something.
Yes, we've been tracking this tornado on radar, and we just witnessed it past north of Standiford Field here. It was north of the fairgrounds. To us, it appeared like it maybe went over the Executive Inn area, but I'm sure it was north of there. It was moving almost due east, and it was quite a black shaft, and you could see debris lifting up in the shaft. So anyone in eastern Jefferson County and the counties just east of Jefferson should, I would say, take cover at once if possible.
Dave, is there any indication that there is more than one tornado in the vicinity?
No. Once these echoes get right overhead on our radar, we just see one big spot, and it's quite difficult until they move out away from us, you know, say 10 miles east of us, then we start picking them up again. But we didn't have any indication there'd be more than one funnel. But it's not uncommon at all to have, you know, two or three funnels.
So
we did see this one touch down, and it was quite a swirl.
All right, David, I suppose that the rules for... taking cover in tornadoes then should apply, and people should definitely, if they can, move out.
Definitely. If you're in eastern Jefferson County or the counties just east of Jefferson, very definitely I would take some kind of shelter if I could find it.
All right. Thank you, Dave Reeves of the Weather Service. Jeff?
All right, Byron. I guess it might be a good idea just to go over one more time some of some of these rules here for tornado safety. You should seek inside shelter in a tornado cellar or basement or steel-framed or reinforced concrete building of substantial construction. Stay away from windows. In homes, the corner of the basement toward the tornado, usually the southwest corner, generally offers the greatest safety. People in houses without basements will receive some protection by taking cover under furniture, such as a large table against an inside wall in the home. In office buildings, stand in an interior hallway or lower floor, preferably in the basement. In factories, on receiving a tornado warning, post a lookout. Workers should move quickly to sections of the plant offering the greatest protection. In open country, move away from the tornado's path at a right angle. If there is no time to escape, lie flat in the nearest depression, such as a ditch or a ravine. And we've had these sightings. And Bob Johnson was in here with a report from the police about some of the activity that had happened out at Freedom Hall. There were some reports that there was some damage out there at the fairground. We don't have much more on that story. We will. It's 4:44 on WHAS. We have suspended our normal operations here as this tornado situation develops. We have News Director Glenn Baston here, and Glenn, what have we now?
Well, we've just talked with Freedom Hall, and they're still trying to assess the damage out there, I should say, the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center, and according to an official, they really don't know what the damage is there. They do know that apparently one of the horse barns was damaged by these winds. They do not think at this time that Freedom Hall has been hurt. Let me emphasize, if I may, Jeff, that we will pass along all the information that is available from the Weather Service, from Dick Gilbert, from the police. Please do not tie up the phone lines of these agencies. If you have something to report, a specific item, please report it to the police, but don't call them or someone else to find out what's going on. Jeff?
Glenn, at this point, we have a report from City Police that the tornado is still rather strong and is moving into the St. Matthews area at this time.
Okay. Jeff has something new to add, I think.
Glenn, why don't you just come over here very informally? You can't do it on that line. I've got John Burke of the Weather Service on the line here, and we'll just make the right connections, and we'll be...
All right. Yes, John.
Yeah, that storm, we could watch it come right in on the airport here, Glenn. There was no funnel in it until it actually got right to the airport. Then a funnel developed right in the parking lot north of the terminal building and moved on to the east. And it's moving eastward 45 to 50 miles per hour. So this was 10 minutes ago, so that's over in the eastern part of Jefferson County now, moving on eastward. However, Glenn, we do have another big storm down south of us, headed east, and it's headed in the direction of Mount Washington, another one about the same size. And so for the next hour or so, the Mount Washington area certainly should be on the alert for developments and take all proper precautions, like we were mentioning earlier.
Okay, now this cloud, that this storm that is moving through Jefferson County, does it appear on your radar to be moving out of the heavily populated area?
Yes, it's over east of, I would say east of Bowman Field now, and moving on eastward at about 45 to 50 miles an hour. And as I say, when it went through here, it didn't have a funnel when it came in, but the funnel developed right here in the parking lot. And then it moved on the eastern. We could see it move on off to the east. And that's when I left the air before, because I was going to get out of there. I was right next to the window, and I was talking to Chuck, and I just thought it was time for me to leave.
I can't really say that I blame you. The Mount Washington storm, what does it appear right now to, does it appear to be another severe one?
Yes, another one, and on the intensity of the one we had, and it could very well contain a tornado also. So those people in that area to the south of Louisville, across through the into the Mount Washington area there and on across in that direction from Oklahoma on across through there. Just take precautions. I would certainly advise getting down on the basement with your portable radio and stay on top of the situation.
Did these two storms that you're talking about now appear to be the major ones that are developing at the moment?
Well, at the moment, yes. We've had development and dissipation throughout the afternoon. Storms build, and then after a while, they tend to dissipate once they use up all the energy available. I would imagine this storm that just passed through here has probably reached maximum, and then approaching a dissipating stage at this time, but nevertheless, in the east of Jefferson County, it should be on the alert for the next hour or so anyhow.
What did you estimate the winds in this particular one at?
We probably had a wind measurement here. Let me check just a moment.
We got one on the ground at
each. Well, we're talking with John Burke, who's chief meteorologist for the Louisville National Weather Service.
Stand by just a moment, Glenn.
All right.
Three knot winds here at the airport, translated into miles per hour, a little over 80.
So we could well be counting up some damage before too long.
Oh, sure, yeah. And Dave Reeve just mentions another storm at
on the ground at
Elizabethtown. And just about as strong as the one we had here. And that one's also moving east-northeast about 45 miles an hour.
All right. So right now we have three storms active, one around Elizabethtown moving to the east-northeast, another one that is moving toward Mount Washington, and one just moving out of eastern Jefferson County.
Right.
Will this one in eastern Jefferson County by chance, John, skip the river and go into southern Indiana?
The way it's headed now, it looks like it'll stay on this side of the river for a while, yet it isn't moving that much toward the northeast. I would think persons in Oldham and Trimble and Henry County, I hate to mention that term, Henry County, but nevertheless, those areas are in the path of this activity headed off to the east here.
Okay, John. Why don't we just keep this line open if we might, and if you have something to add, you can merely pick it up and we can get straight on the air.
Okay. Right. You want to just hang on here then, huh?
All right, fine. Jeff, I think Chuck Paddock just walked in with probably some additional information from the police.
Well, the only thing we have at this point from the police is that they have sighted that tornado and that it is moving, they say, in the direction at this point of the St. Matthews area, and they warn people in the St. Matthews area to take cover at this time. They say the storm, from their indications, is still as strong as it was when it passed over the airports in southern Louisville.
So the St. Matthews area is the next area that people should be concerned about. If they live out there, they should take cover as of, like, right now.
Right.
Okay, are we? Shall we proceed here? Just as soon as you have any more information, we'll cut back in and bring everybody up to date. All right?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Aristides in 1875. Whirlaway in 1941. Secretariat in 1973. And this year, the 100th running of the world's greatest horse race. To celebrate, First National Bank brings you a set of official 1974 Derby glasses, the same as sold at Churchill Downs. Six glasses listing every Derby winner since 1875. The set is yours for just $3.50, tax included, when you open a new checking or savings account for $50, or add $50 to an existing savings account. This year, see the 100th running with a new set of glasses. A set of six in a carton suitable for mailing, while supply lasts, at all 38 branches of First National Bank.
All right, if Dick Gilbert can hear us in Skywatch 84, let's go up there right now for a report from his vantage point.
Before you go down,
well, I guess they're talking on that system right now.
Well, to repeat at this time what we have going, Jeff, because people may have been moving to their basements to take cover and may have missed some of the things. We still have the storm in Jefferson County. It's moving into the St. Matthews area at this time. A rather intense storm at the airport, funnel cloud sighted as it moved across that area, and that's the same storm system. We also have a report of a storm on the ground at Elizabethtown moving toward the east-northeast, about the same intensity as the storm which has passed over Jefferson County. And in the Mount Washington area, another strong storm moving into Mount Washington, and that is as intense as the storm which we had in this area. And people should be on the alert in Mount Washington until about 5:45 this afternoon. And that's what we have, three storm systems moving across this area.
All right. I don't know about, let's see if we can do anything with Dick Gilbert here. I think he is on another line checking with, well, wait, just to make sure I've got the right buttons here. Dick Gilbert in Skywatch 84, can you hear us?
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
I've been talking to the newsroom, Jeff. I'm right over the fairgrounds. First of all, let's talk about traffic. This tornado touched down right here at the horse barns on the North-South Expressway, and it has turned over several cars, and let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I would say 8 automobiles have been blown across the road or turned over. There's an ambulance here working in the road. Traffic northbound is moving and trickling through here one at a time. Southbound, well, yes, the same thing, getting way over on the shoulder. Now, the wind damage hit the roof of Freedom Hall, and it tore three big holes in the roof. Then it moved over on the eastern end of the building and ripped off about a third of the roof here. The horse barns are no more. It totally wiped out the horse barns. All of the mobile homes and trailers behind the Freedom Hall have been completely torn up. And over by the, I think it's the Twilight Drive-In here, we've had about four trailers completely torn apart. There is fire equipment and emergency equipment in there. Now, be very careful. On Crittenden Drive, I see more police cars and emergency equipment heading down toward the trailer park there that's just off the southwest corner. Apparently, this is where the Twister first touched down, and this really caused a problem. Avoid that north-south expressway. They can only get one or two cars through it at a time, and try and use some other route. That's the way it looks from up here. Dick Gilbert,
Dick,
Skywatch 84.
This is Chuck Paddock. Can you see the storm at this time from your viewpoint?
No longer, Chuck. The only dark area I see is, let's see. I would put that out beyond Indian Hills on the river heading toward, say, Harrod's Creek at this moment. I'm looking back now the other direction, looking for this other one you mentioned at Elizabethtown, and it still looks clear down the river there past West Point. There is a gray area over toward Fort Knox. That's the way it looks now. We're in a kind of a clear area at the moment.
Okay, we'll be checking back with you in about 5 minutes, shortly after 5 o'clock.
We will have the news at 5 o'clock, and there is much news today.
I might also mention something that I've just learned, and I don't want to step on you, Jeff, but we've got all kinds of information pouring in. WHAS and WHAS-FM are now simulcasting. That means the same weather information is being heard both on AM and FM. So if you're having problems with your AM radio because of static or something, we are also on FM, WHAS, at this time with the weather information.
Okay. Now, going back a second, from what Dick Gilbert told us, there was some damage out at the fairgrounds. There were a number of cars that were blown across the roadway, and he said somebody was working in a from an ambulance out there. Yes, Van Vance is here and has a word.
Right. I just talked to Gordon Crawford of the Colonels, who was at the executive inn and has gone to the fairgrounds. He says there is debris inside Freedom Hall on the floor. There's water on the floor, 15-foot holes in the ceiling, and he doesn't see how there could be a basketball game played there tonight. It hasn't been officially called off, but it might even be a problem having a basketball game there tomorrow night at Freedom Hall. We'll have some of his comments in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jeff, you want to regroup for about 2 minutes here, and then we'll come back with some more weather information. How's that?
All right, we have the news coming up at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, let's sort of pull back and relax and listen to some music, and if anything happens while that's on, we'll interrupt, and you'll know about it first, all right? This is Gladys Knight.